Welcome to the very first episode of I Didn't Know That. What the fascia? Today I'm here with occupational therapist Brooke Frontera getting hands-on with fascia, what it is, why it matters, and how caring for it can keep your body strong and thriving. Let's dive in.
This is the first episode ever of I Didn't Know That with me, Ashley Warden, and this is Brooke Frontera with Suburban Hippie Bespoke Bodywork, right?
Yep.
I got that
yep.
right? Yes.
Yep.
So where does Suburban Hippie come from?
Suburban Hippie is like a nod to blending two different things. Like, I feel like as humans, we just have so many, like, scales in us of, like, we can go this way or this way, and we can be anywhere in between.
It's on a that spectrum, scale. Right?
Yeah, spectrum. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. And so it's, like, blending those, and it's not, like, a constant all the time. Like,
right.
embracing this idea of, like, change and shifting and adapting.
I love that.
And, yeah.
Accepting the dissonance inside you and
yes.
just being all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
great.
And accept, like, that's a huge, you're nailed, like, a huge part of, like, accepting it. Like,
yeah.
One day we're this way and another day we're this way. Like, and with the body work, for me, a lot of times that comes up with, like, the pain, you know, of, like, when people are in pain, like, one day we feel good and one day we don't. And, like, kind of navigating those.
Yeah. That's
realm.
Something I need to be better with is listening to my body mm-hmm. and responding appropriately instead of just saying, oh, I just got to push through. I just got to be tough, you know.
I think
there's a big stigma with that.
And then where do you feel your body moving the most when you breathe?
My ribs.
Okay. Specific part of the ribs?
Like the front here.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good. That's where you want most of your movement.
Okay.
And I'm not feeling a whole lot in your back, which can add to shoulder tension and
okay.
hip tension because
okay.
the diaphragm's of, excuse me, a back muscle.
Okay.
So try to breathe in your next couple breaths, breathe in a band all the way around. Mm-hmm. It's more of a thinking
it is.
Challenge than a physical. So there's a little bit more movement there.
Okay.
It's what I call a 4D breath. So in four directions. You're going
okay.
sideways and front and back. Yep. Just adjust as you need to. Make yourself comfy.
It's like when you're at the dentist. It's like,
yeah.
what do I do with my hands?
Yep. Whatever you have. So fascia release is like a medium pressure, the way I do it. It's like a medium pressure. But it's a lot slower movements.
Oh. Sometimes when I'm feeling pain or tension, I can tell that I'm feeling it, but I can't pinpoint exactly where,
mm-hmm.
making that mind-body connection.
Mm-hmm. So the fascia is a connective tissue webbing. It's in every nook and cranny of our body. And its job is to support us. So whatever we ask of it, it's distributing weight, like the force and the load and the demands that we're putting on our body. Its job is to distribute it throughout our system. So when we do repetitive movements, that's where I focus on, like, posture stuff. When we do repetitive movements, the fascia layers up and gets stickier. So imagine, like, Velcro kind of starts to get sticky, and then if you're pressing the Velcro closer and closer together, it's getting harder to move or slide those pieces away from each other.
So we want it to be more open and meshy.
Yes. And so fascia is very much has a lot of liquids and collagens and water within it.
Oh, I felt that. What is that there? Just a big knot, like a muscle knot, or is that fascia?
It's hard because fascia is in the muscles.
Like, oh.
So to me, I kind of explained it like...
Yeah.
It's like bacon cookies, and like you can't really separate out the ingredients. You know, it's
yeah.
it all makes up the cookies.
Is it? We're all connected.
Yeah. And another reason that the breath is important is because the trapezius connects at the spine where the diaphragm connects too.
So aside from fixing our posture and what you're doing here, what are things that people can do just in their daily life and routine that can help?
Move more often and in a variety of ways. Twisting, diagonals. For me, I like when I'm putting dishes away, like I'm squatting down into the cabinet
yeah.
rather than bending over. You know, like
yeah.
little things like that.
bend at the knees, not the back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I usually try to drink at least 70 ounces of water a day. I'm a huge water. I mean, I carry my water bottle with me everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. You can tell your skin looks great, too.
Oh, thank you. But then I have to pee all the time.
Yes. So. Yep, there's the other part of that. But, okay, so that's, to me, so I do, I don't know if you follow it, but I do fascia facts. So each week I send out an email, like, little shifts to improve your fascia, you know, prioritize your fascia. And one of those is staying hydrated, but also getting up and go to the bathroom when you need to, because that's the movement. You know, it's like a natural way to get your movement
it
in.
It forces you to.
Yeah.
Once an hour at least.
Do you ever have hip issues, hip pain?
Oh, yes. Terrible hip issues.
So the cool thing with fascia, I think it's like about day 15 in utero that our hips and our jaws start developing, and they're connected with fascia. And then the spinal cord and everything else comes in between. But that fascia never disconnects. So the jaws and the hips are literally physically connected together.
That's amazing.
It's
oh
so
my gosh.
Much. Yeah, I've heard it for a while, but then finally I like found out about fascia and like really understood. I'm like, oh, they're like physically connected. Yeah, so the cool thing is like when you do find release through your jaw or face, you know, you can, that also can happen in your hips. So we get tight in one area, it gets tight in the other, but when we release it in one area, it can help in the other too.
That's so cool. I love our bodies. They're so smart.
Then without moving your head, I'm going to have you take your eyes to the right and hold them there. Yep, there you go. Did you feel all these muscles contracting back there? So hold them there. What you're looking for, you don't. It doesn't have to happen, but like a big sigh or a swallow or a yawn. And that's a sign that pressure's been released off your vagus nerve.
Oh, wow. It just happened?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, take your eyes back to neutral. So I was reading about it. The polyvagal theory is a book on that. And they were showing this exercise. And it sounded so simple. Because it's so hold your head still and now take your eyes to the left and hold it. Yeah. And this is the exercise from the book. And I was like, this is so easy. This
it's
is
so
not
going
to work. Yeah, like, this is dumb. And then I was getting an ocular migraine one day. I'm like, all right, well, can't make it worse. Let's try it. I did it, I don't know, maybe it was three times on each side I did this. And my migraine went away.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I was like, this is nuts. Okay, this there's something behind. I mean, obviously, they wrote a whole book on it. But
yeah. Do those percussion massagers help, too?
Yeah, I mean, they're moving, they're getting fluids going and stuff. My sensory system does not like them, so.
I've only tried them once or twice, but each time, like, my body felt like it was rejecting it. It was like, I don't like all these, I can feel it vibrating in my bones.
Yeah, 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 that's same. That's my, I'm like, it makes me feel more tense than it. But, like, my husband and other people, they love them, so.
You just have to listen to your body. If it's rejecting it, it's probably for a reason.
Yeah, and are you good if I put my hand on your chest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of the fascia is, fascia perspective is looking at whole body, but also balancing. So there's a track of fascia from the toes all the way up your legs, your back, like the whole back of your body, top of your head, and it connects at your nose. And then there's one on the front, too. So what we're doing, maybe you can feel it here, like as I pull down, do you feel how your head is like pulling forward? And then as I pull back, it's like, so we're kind of like getting a balance in between there, too. So this is the SCM muscle here. I never say it right. Sternocleidomastoid. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
SCM.
Yeah, SCM works.
Yeah.
Is this a fairly new business for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started in November.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. So I've been an OT since 2000. When did I graduate? 13? And took a pelvic floor therapy course a few years ago, maybe 2 years ago, and that's really where I like experienced, because we did a little bit of fascia release for pelvic floor therapy, and I was like, ooh, I want more of that. Yeah, and it's so crucial to
everything we do.
It's like the base of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is a lot harder to just totally relax and let you be in control than I thought it would be.
Yeah. I tell a lot of, okay, just relax. Just breathe.
I do trust you, I promise.
Okay, good, good.
I apologize for any noises that may come out of my mouth. Oh, this feels so good.
No worries. Take it as a compliment.
Really interesting. I try to just, I focus on and try to picture what's happening inside my body. Because a lot of times we just pay attention to what's happening on the surface. Like when you have me look to the left and the right, I'm focusing on what my eyes are doing. But then I had to try and think, okay, I picture like a rubber band between the back of my eyes. And
that's a great idea. Build that introspection. Alrighty, friend. That was our time.
I'm melted.
Good. I'd love to hear that.
Wow.
I'll slowly sit you up.
Oh, I just took a deep breath and something clicked in my back and it felt amazing.
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Feeling good?
I feel amazing.
Great, great.
I feel like pudding.
Oh, yeah, that's a great pudding.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well, you have extremely strong hands.
Oh.
So that's amazing. That's got to be a lot for you, too, to do those types of sessions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The 30 minutes are a little easier.
Yeah,
me, you know.
Oh, sure.
But I would say like maybe like 4 people of the longer ones a day is my max.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot for you. Do you do anything at home or afterward to kind of unwind and unabsorb that energy from other people?
Yeah, I do my workouts too, which is more like pelvic floor, like we were talking, more pelvic floor based.
That's really fascinating to me too, by the way.
The pelvic
floor.
That's
so cool that you've learned about all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's so cool. And it's in everything we do. Yeah, I like to do that. I like to do home projects and sewing is my release. And
what kinds of stuff do you sew?
So I love to do like purses and bags, and I have a little interchangeable home decor line that I make.
That's cool.
Yeah, like little buttons to decorate plants and hats. And
how fun is that?
Yeah,
I actually used to sew purses and bags too.
Nice.
So how
nice.
So random. So that's really cool. I mean, nothing on a professional level, but it started during
it's
COVID.
It's unique to hear somebody else sews.
Yeah.
Our age.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
cool.
That's so fun.
We'll have to sew together sometime.
Yeah. It sounds like we have a few things in common. What other interesting tidbits do you want to share? Things that you've learned along the way that surprised you?
Okay. What I've learned is that how our bodies are designed, and when we're using them, how they're designed. Well, if you're adjusting in and out of that, some movement is better than no movement.
Yeah, definitely.
How we position our hips. For me, the hips, because I teach yoga too, down the road, and for me, it's like everything starts at the hips. Like all my yoga classes are about hips, you know, because it's like everything is there. It's the bottom, like you're saying, like it's the bottom of our core.
Yeah. It holds everything up, hopefully.
Yeah.
So pelvic floor exercises, what is there to that other than just Kegels? Like, it's more than just that, right?
Oh, yeah. And, like, Kegels are, like, when you're saying, like, pull your shoulders back, like, forget that. And
oh, wow.
Kegels, forget that. Like, please.
Good to know.
Because it's like, that's all about the contraction. That's all about the shortening. And usually pelvic floor issues and core issues are because we're too tight, we're too short, we're too tense. But it's so hard for people, and especially first time, I'm not going to be like, let's focus on your pelvic floor. You know, like, it's easier to feel it in your diaphragm, in your ribs.
Yeah.
And then starting to feel that movement go down into your core and the bottom of your core, too.
Something else, too, that I learned in physical therapy was she's teaching me this exercise, and she keeps saying, or it's a stretch, using a doorway, like bolstering your shoulder on the doorway and then doing this and then leaning into it. And I'm like, it hurts my lower back really bad. She's like, tuck your tailbone. And I'm like, what? It's not even out. Like, that's even something I didn't realize. Like, a lot of people have that arched back and they stick their butt out. And when you tuck that in.
Yeah.
What an amazing difference that made.
Your back can, like, finally relax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just that one little tiny thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's amazing what you can learn.
So I want to show you these pictures because we were talking about, and what you're talking about tracks too. But this is where, when we were talking about everything's connected, these are the fascia tracks and paths. So then, like, how you're tucking your tailbone and how it's actually, like, physically connected.
Wow.
To your shoulder blade.
Because when I was doing that stretch, I felt it, like, right here really hurt. Like, it really felt pinchy. And when I tucked my tailbone, it's like it released it completely. Mm-hmm. I would have never thought to try that.
Yeah, and it's like our shoulder hurts. Like, give me all the shoulder exercises. And it's like, but when you're breathing, you're moving this part. You know, when you're positioning your hips how they're supposed to be or how they're designed to be.
Yep.
That's the front, but then you can kind of see, like, the back, too, how it's all connected up into the ribs.
Oh, it's like a big puzzle.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I nerd out on this stuff.
Oh, so me too. Then here's another one.
So, this is, like, the spiral line here, but how it's shoulders and hips and
how beautiful is ribs. It, though? It's just, like...
It is.
It just flows. Like, it's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Slowing down is the hardest thing. Like, I'll talk to people, I'm like, you know, like, how do you stand on your feet? And they're like, I don't know. You know, like, how are you breathing? I don't know.
I don't pay attention to that. Yeah. I'm even thinking about my posture right now, like, how I'm sitting like this.
Okay, you want to do a fun little thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so come onto the edge of your seat, and it's harder with these soft chairs, but so find your sits bones, the sticky outy part in your butt. That's the bottom of your hips.
Yep.
And, like, lean your whole torso forward a little. Feel they go backwards. Mm-hmm. And then you lean backwards and they go forwards. Mm-hmm. So find where your torso is at, where your weight is centered equally on your sits bones.
Oh.
Okay. There?
Yeah, I think so, yep.
Okay. And then, now, this is going to be, like, your baseline where you want to come back to. So then you're just going to slowly, as you exhale, you're going to bring your chin in towards your chest and then just let gravity, like, melt you down and round you down, melting of your spine. Coming into that C curve, you feel your sits bones go forward. You can even, like, lean back a little bit, really exaggerate it. Now press into your feet and your hands into your thighs. Yep, and as you inhale, press down and in just a little bit and reverse that melt. So you're unmelting your spine. And then you're feeling your sits bones go back. Mm-hmm. And then you can look up a little bit and feel the whole back of your body. And then we'll do that one more time. So as you exhale, slowly chin in towards your chest and melt down. And then this time as you inhale, instead of going all the way up, find like a neutral.
Okay.
So you're inhaling and kind of like gently pressing down. And start to find where that neutral... There you go.
Yep.
And look at your posture. So that's like a relaxed into length.
Yeah. That was so cool.
Like, again, that's the range. Like, you find how far you can go this way, how far you can go that way, and, like, settling somewhere in the middle.
That makes me so happy because I feel like when I feel like I'm trying to have good posture, I do feel a ton of pressure and, like, I'm just tense, you know? And at least there I can... relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like relaxing into length.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just focusing on your sits bones. And
okay. Oh, my gosh, I learned so much today.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad. I nerd out on this stuff.
So me too. That's why I'm doing a podcast. So.